It's been a tough week for the British royal family, and it's not getting much better. High-profile British organizations continue to distance themselves from the Duke of York, better known as Prince Andrew, the Queen's second son. Today, the English National Ballet, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and London Metropolitan University all said the prince will no longer be their patron. This after Prince Andrew gave the BBC an interview about his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide in August. Prince Andrew says he is willing to help with the continuing investigations into Epstein if required. Attorney Lisa Bloom says he should help. Bloom represents five of Epstein's alleged victims.
Anybody who has had a lot of interaction with them should be speaking not only to law enforcement, but to the lawyers for the victims, people like me who are doing investigations. I also think documents should be turned over, emails, texts, calendars, phone logs, travel logs, so that we can get to the bottom of this.
Prince Andrew stepped back from duties this week for the foreseeable future. That's polite royal speak for getting fired. And with that, Prince Andrew loses his taxpayer-funded salary. Angela Levin is a biographer of the royals and a commentator.
He won't be getting the sovereign grant, which is worth about $250,000. He gets that each year to pay for his offices and clothes and all sorts of things that are needed to help him function.
Don't worry about the prince, though. He'll continue to get an allowance from his mother, the Queen, for about the same amount. This morning, Prince Andrew was photographed riding horseback with his mother on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Historian Robert Lacey thinks that while the prince may remain close to his mother, there will not be a return to royal duties.
Just imagine in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years' time, is any charity or British university going to want Prince Andrew as its patron? He has been de-royaled.
One of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, Virginia Giuffre, says she was also forced to have sex with Prince Andrew. He denies this. A much-anticipated primetime BBC interview with Giuffre is scheduled to be broadcast in the UK in 10 days.